Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 8, 2012. We'll now call this meeting to order, and we'll begin with the invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Our gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and our actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We also seek your forgiveness of our sins and strength to avoid future temptations. Dear Lord, we also would ask a special blessing for the youth of our county and our area and their parents as they go forward in the celebrating of the 4-H activities and programs in Jefferson County. All these things would you ask in your precious name. Amen.
All right, because we're lacking some documentation, we will table both those items under purchasing. Move on to County Commissioners agenda items. Item A on the burn ban can be tabled. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation naming October 2012 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we'll have Misty Craver is here, and we'll have you come up in just a moment. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the term October 7th through 13th, 2012, naming it as National 4-H Week. Item D, well, let's go ahead and get a motion on those two items right now.
So moved.
Yeah. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hey, Misty, would you like to come up? Is there anything you'd like to say before Commissioner Weaver?
Just, I really appreciate the support, as always, of Jefferson County. I'm Misty Craver. I'm the Program Director for the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center, and I'm here representing the Coalition for Victims of Crime and Domestic Violence. We have a Family Violence Coordinating Council here in Jefferson County. I basically am just here to let y'all know that we're still going strong. You know, it was last Family Violence Awareness Month that I reported that we had revamped our Family Violence Task Force, and we're trying to take some additional strides in making sure that batterers were held accountable for their actions in court. We have instituted that options class that I told y'all about last time. We've had over, I think, 150 participants in the options class that have come to take it. I feel like even if we had a couple of them show up, then at least we're getting that information out there. I want to make sure that everybody's aware of what we're trying to do, that we're not willing to let these cases go by the wayside. So our coordinated effort with all of the different agencies in Jefferson County just proves that. And as always, I just appreciate y'all's support.
Misty, thank you for all your work and the work of the District Attorney Tom Manus. Appreciate all the things that y'all do for victims and supporting them. I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. Domestic Violence Awareness Month, whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual privacy and dignity, security and humanity due to the systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological and economic control and or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly. And whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but across all economic, racial, and societal barriers, and all are supported by societal indifferences. And whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States, and the world. And whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home, now therefore be it resolved that in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of October 2012 to be the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we urge all citizens to actively participate in the scheduled activities and programs to work towards improving victim safety and holding perpetrators of domestic violence accountable for their actions against individual victims and our society as a whole. Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
All right, Starla, you have a bright shining group with you today. Y'all, you're gonna send a representative up. Please come up and introduce yourself. You can speak in that microphone, please.
Thank you, Judge Brannick, and the commissioners for declaring October 7th through 13th, 2012 National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Laren Calhoun of Grace 4-H Club. I am First Vice President of the Jefferson County Youth Council and serve as Public Relations Officer for District 9 Youth Council. I am here today representing my fellow Youth Council officers, Andrew Perricone, Reach 4-H Club, Charles Leonio, Mid-County 4-H Club, Whitney Shope, Hampshire 4-H Club, Emily DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, and Carrie Perry, Reach 4-H Club, along with over 250 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 10 local 4-H clubs. For more than 150 years, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communication to community service, and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skill learned, the benefits gathered from a young person participating in the 4-H program is priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills in Jefferson County. In 2011-2012, we had 3,444 youth participate in 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning the skills. There were 66 entries at county competitions, with 27 at district level, and 7 senior 4-H members participated at state competitions. We had 60 4-H members show in the South Texas State Fair. This year, we also contributed to our community by donating pillowcases to Buckner, cookies to our local police station and fire department, Adopt a Highway, storytelling in local libraries, making homeless care kits, cat blankets for the Humane Society, participating in the Passport to Safety for the fire department, and visiting local nursing homes. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth by providing the opportunity to participate in 4-H clubs. Learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, and other special interest opportunities. A young person's experiences in 4-H make a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a strong leader, and a person of character. On October 13th, all over the state, 4-H clubs will once again be going out into their communities to lend a helping hand in exciting ways to celebrate One Day 4-H. We will again host a food drive that will benefit the Southeast Texas Food Bank with the support of HEB and Market Basket on Calder. We target hunger in Jefferson County. Last year, we collected over 2,500 pounds, and this year, we would like to exceed that. We would like to invite everyone to help us with this donation for the food bank and use National 4-H Week and our open house tomorrow night, October 9th, at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office. To learn more about 4-H in Jefferson County, a special program that gives youth the chance to learn together. So on behalf of the Jefferson County 4-H, we'd like to present you with a token of our appreciation for your continued support of our 4-H program.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How's it going, man?
Thank you so much.
Good job. Good job. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good job. Very good job. All right, now Commissioner Arnold will read the proclamation.
2012 National 4-H Week. Whereas the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 105 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas it's more than 660,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the service of its more than 32,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout this proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby designates October 7 through 12, 2012, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and we commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the men and women who have made this program a success. We salute you from the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Please rise and again accept our appreciation. All of you, please. Volunteers included. Thank you very much.
All right, continuing on with the agenda items under County Commissioners. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an emergency management grant. Item E is to receive and file that executed emergency management grant. Item F is to consider and approve renewing an interlocal cooperation contract with the Texas Department of Public Safety for the Failure to Appear program. The purpose of the contract is to implement the provisions of Texas Transportation Code Chapter 706. And via addendum, item G is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute an asset forfeiture report by the district attorney. And items H and I on the addendum will be tabled. I think we have about two more weeks that before this has to be filed with the state on the 1115 demonstration waiver program on indigent health care. Well, those will be tabled. Do I have a motion on items D, E, F, and G? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Commissioner Alford. Okay. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and possibly approve a fiscal year 2012 budget transfer for veteran services for additional cost for travel in the amount of $55. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 372171 through 372480. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Sheriff's Department, item A is considering possibly approving an additional 90-day medical leave for Allison Hidalgo Ritter because of the severity of her medical condition. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we had a very short agenda for today's court, so we're finished here in about 15 minutes. Is there anything that any member of the court or representative wishes to bring to the attention of the court or the public? Yes, sir, Mr. Erickson.
Judge, if I could, I'd just like to thank all the county employees and other folks involved. We're doing that conversion on the badge system to some new software. We've had a few hiccups, as is kind of normal in any type of a software conversion, and we appreciate everyone's patience. If anybody's still having trouble with a badge, accessing doors or anything like that, if they just let us know, we'd appreciate it. I'd also like to thank my staff. We've had a lot of phone calls over the past few days, and they've been they've been very quick to try and get these issues resolved.
Very good. Commissioner?
Judge, I just want to, find out if all the members of the court will be here next week. I would like to have a workshop. I know Commissioner Weaver and I are on a committee to help find out inmate medical. But I also would like to have a workshop to hear from IHS to see if there's anything we can do to help us in that endeavor and reduce costs.
Is there a paperless workshop next week, or is that the following week? Yeah, I think you're 29th. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be here next week, Commissioner, and that's going to be fine with me.
Okay.
What time would you like to have?
10:30. 11.
Very well. All right, anything from anyone else? If not, we are adjourned, and thank you for your presence today.